The LifeSpring family of podcasts is brought to you in part by AMD Live. AMD Live brings digital entertainment to life. Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 80. I'm Steve Webb, and today we'll be reading chapters 24 through 26. Let's begin. Numbers, chapter 24. When Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not go, as at the other times, to seek for omens, but he set his face toward the wilderness. When Balaam lifted his eyes, he saw Israel camped tribe by tribe, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Then he uttered this oracle: "The oracle of Balaam, son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eyes are open, the oracle of the one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, although falling flat on the ground with eyes open. How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, and your dwelling places, O Israel! They are like valleys stretched forth, like gardens by the river's side, like aloes that the Lord has planted, and like cedar trees beside the waters. He will pour the water out of his buckets, and their descendants will be like abundant water. Their king will be greater than Agag, and their kingdom will be exalted. God brought them out of Egypt. They have, as it were, the strength of a young bull, and they devour hostile people, and they will break their bones and will pierce them through with arrows. They crouch and lie down like a lion, and as a lioness, who can stir him? Blessed is the one who blesses you, and cursed is the one who curses you." Then Balak became very angry at Balaam, and he struck his hands together. Balak said to Balaam, "I called you to curse my enemies, and look, you have done nothing but bless them these three times. So now go back where you came from. I said that I would greatly honor you, but now the Lord has stood in the way of your honor." Balaam said to Balak, "Did I not also tell your messengers whom you sent to me? If Balak would give me his palace full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or evil of my own will. But whatever the Lord tells me, I must speak. And now I am about to go back to my own people. Come now, and I will advise you as to what this people will do to your people in the future." Then he uttered this oracle: "The oracle of Balaam, son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eyes are open, the oracle of the one who hears the words of God and who knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees a vision from the Almighty, although falling flat on the ground with eyes open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not close at hand. A star will march forth out of Jacob, and a scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the skulls of Moab, and the heads of all the sons of Sheph. Edom will be a possession. Seir, his enemies, will also be a possession, but Israel will act valiantly. A ruler will be established from Jacob. He will destroy the remains of the city." Then Balaam looked on Amalek, and he delivered this oracle: "Amalek was the first of the nations, but his end will be that he will perish." Then he looked on the Kenites and uttered this oracle: "Your dwelling place seems strong, and your nest is set on a rocky cliff. Nevertheless, the Kenite will be consumed. How long will Asher take you away captive?" Then he uttered this oracle: "Oh, who will survive when God does this? Ships will come from the coast of Kittim and will afflict Asher and will afflict Eber, and he will also perish forever." Balaam got up and departed and returned to his home, and Balak also went his way. Numbers chapter 25. When Israel lived in Shittim, the people began to commit sexual immorality with the daughters of Moab. These women invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods. Then the people ate and bowed down to their gods. When Israel joined themselves to Baal Peor, the anger of the Lord flared up against Israel. The Lord said to Moses, "Arrest all the leaders of the people and hang them up before the Lord in broad daylight, so that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel." So Moses said to the judges of Israel, "Each of you must execute those of his men who were joined to Baal Peor." Just then, one of the Israelites came and brought to his brothers a Midianite woman in the plain view of Moses and of the whole community of the Israelites, while they were weeping at the entrance of the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he got up from among the assembly, took a javelin in his hand, and went after the Israelite man into the tent, and thrust through the Israelite man and into the woman's abdomen. So the plague was stopped from the Israelites. Those that died in the plague were 24,000. The Lord said to Moses, "Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned away my anger from the Israelites when he manifested such zeal for my sake among them, so that I did not consume the Israelites in my zeal. Therefore announce, I am going to give to him my covenant of peace. So it will be to him and to his descendants after him a covenant of a permanent priesthood, because he has been zealous for his God and has made atonement for the Israelites." Now the name of the Israelite who was stabbed, the one who was stabbed with the Midianite woman, was Zimri, son of Salu, a leader of a clan of the Simeonites. The name of the Midianite woman who was killed was Cozbi, daughter of Zur. He was a leader over the people of a clan of Midian. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Bring trouble to the Midianites and destroy them, because they bring trouble to you by their treachery with which they have deceived you in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister who was killed on the day of the plague that happened as a result of Peor." Numbers chapter 26. After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, "Take a census of the whole community of Israelites, from 20 years old and upward by their clans, everyone who can serve in the army of Israel." So Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan River across from Jericho. They said, "Number the people from 20 years old and upward, just as the Lord commanded Moses and the Israelites who went out from the land of Egypt." Reuben was the firstborn of Israel, the Reubenites. From Hanok, the family of the Hanokites. From Palu, the family of the Paluites. From Hezron, the family of the Hezronites. From Carmi, the family of the Carmonites. These were the families of the Reubenites, and those numbered of them were 43,730. Palu's descendant was Eliab. Eliab's descendants were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. It was Dathan and Abiram who, as leaders of the community, rebelled against Moses and Aaron with the followers of Korah when they rebelled against the Lord. The earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them in Korah at the time that company died, when the fire consumed 250 men. So they became a warning. But the descendants of Korah did not die. The Simeonites by their families. From Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites. From Jamin, the family of the Jaminites. From Jachin, the family of the Jachinites. From Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. And from Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These were the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The Gadites by their families. From Zephon, the family of the Zephonites. From Haggai, the family of the Haggites. From Shunai, the family of the Shunites. From Osni, the family of the Osnites. From Eri, the family of the Erites. From Arad, the family of the Aradites. And from Erili, the family of the Erilites. These were the families of the Gadites, according to those numbered of them, 40,500. The descendants of Judah were Ur and Onan, but Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the Judahites by their families were from Shelah, the family of the Shelahites, from Perez, the family of the Perezites, and from Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. And the Perezites were from Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, from Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These were the families of Judah, according to those numbered of them, 76,500. The Issacharites by their families, from Tola, the family of the Tolaites, from Puah, the family of the Puites, from Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, and from Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These were the families of Issachar, according to those numbered of them, 64,300. The Zebulunites by their families, from Sered, the family of the Sardites, from Elon, the family of the Elonites, from Jalil, the family of the Jalilites. These were the families of the Zebulunites, according to those numbered of them, 60,500. The descendants of Joseph by their families, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Manassehites from Machir, the family of the Machirites. Now Machir became the father of Gilead. From Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These were the Gileadites. From Iezer, the family of the Iezerites. From Helek, the family of the Helekites. From Asriel, the family of the Asrielites. From Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. From Shemida, the family of the Shemedites. From Hefer, the family of the Heferites. Now Zelophehad, son of Hefer, had no sons, but only daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the families of Manasseh. Those numbered of them were 52,700. These are the Ephraimites by their families. From Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelahites. From Becher, the family of the Becherites. From Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. Now these were the Shuthelahites. From Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. And these were the families of the Ephraimites according to those numbered of them, 32,500. These were the descendants of Joseph by their families. The Benjaminites by their families. From Bela, the family of the Belaites. From Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites. From Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites. From Shufam, the family of the Shufamites. From Hufam, the family of the Hufamites. The descendants of Bela were Ard and Naaman. From Ard, the family of the Ardites. From Naaman, the family of the Naamanites. These are the Benjaminites, according to their families, and according to those numbered of them, 45,600. These are the Danites by their families. From Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These were the families of Dan, according to their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those numbered of them, were 64,400. The Asherites by their families. From Imnah, the family of the Imnahites. From Ishvi, the family of the Ishvites. From Beriah, the family of the Beriahites. From Heber, the family of the Heberites. From Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites. Now the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the Asherites, according to those numbered of them, 53,400. The Naphtalites by their families. From Jaziel, the family of the Jazielites. From Gunai, the family of the Gunites. From Jazer, the family of the Jezerites. From Shilim, the family of the Shilamites. These were the families of Naphtali according to their families, and those numbered of them were 45,400. These were those numbered of the Israelites, 601,730. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "To these the land must be divided as an inheritance according to the numbers of the names. To a larger group you will give a larger inheritance, and to a smaller group you will give a smaller inheritance. To each one its inheritance must be given according to the number of people in it. The land must be divided by lot, and they will inherit in accordance with the names of their ancestral tribes. Their inheritance must be apportioned by lot among the larger and smaller groups." And these are the Levites who were numbered according to their families, from Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, from Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahlites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korahites. Kohath became the father of Amram. Now the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And to Amram she bore Aaron, Moses, and Miriam, their sister. And to Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. Those of them who were numbered were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward. For they were not numbered among the Israelites. No inheritance was given to them among the Israelites. These are those who were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the Israelites in the plains of Moab, along the Jordan River, opposite Jericho. But there was not a man among these who had been among those numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest, when they numbered the Israelites in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said to them, "They will surely die in the wilderness." And there was not left a single man of them, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. And so all of a sudden we got back to numbering the people. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Until then, you can do me a great favor by going to the show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com and checking out the AMD link. AMD's got some great products for you, including some extraordinary free software that can add a lot to your digital enjoyment. So check it out at lifespringpodcast.com. Thanks again. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. This has been an InTouch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.